Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. A public visitation for the Kansas City police officer killed in a crash last week alongside his police canine has been set for Wednesday. Community members who want to pay their respects to Officer James Mulbauer and his police dog Champ can arrive between 9:30 and 11 a.m. Wednesday at the Municipal Auditorium at 301 West 13th Street in Kansas City. And a large nationwide company is fined for employing minors.
Packers Sanitation Services, Inc. of Wisconsin, which provides food safety sanitation services, has paid $1.5 million in penalties, according to the U.S. Department of Labor and reported by KSN News. Packers Sanitation Services employed at least 102 children ages 13 to 17 in hazardous occupations and had them work overnight shifts at 13 meat processing facilities in eight states. 26 of the minors worked at the Cargill plant in Dodge City. I'm J.P. Bazette.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hello, this is Rosie the Skunk for Atmos Energy. You might think I make a bad smell. I mean, of course you do. Why wouldn't you? After all, I'm a skunk. But my stinky fragrance is nothing compared to the rotten egg smell of a gas leak, because that could be dangerous. So if you think you smell a leak or encounter other signs such as hearing a hissing or blowing sound or seeing a vapor cloud, blowing dirt or bubbling water, do not smoke, talk on the phone, turn on or off equipment or vehicles, or do anything that could cause a spark. Leave the area immediately. Then call 911 and Atmos Energy. Atmos Energy will send a trained technician to investigate the situation. Take it from a skunk. Gas leaks just plain stink. Seriously, there's no gray area here. When dealing with gas leaks, it's black and white. Yep, that's a little skunk humor there. For more information, visit atmosenergy.com/gassafety.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. 800-775-6868. 800-775-6868. That's 800-775-6868.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. A modified form of parental rights legislation would require school districts to create an online portal for parents and publish district curriculum yearly. The legislation was advanced during a Wednesday K-12 Education Budget Committee hearing, despite questions from committee lawmakers. The legislation was added as an amendment to House Bill 2271, which is a separate bill about student enrollment regulations for districts. The amendment, introduced by Representative Susan Estes, stipulates that school districts statewide make parent portals and include copies of non-academic tests, questionnaires, surveys, or examinations. Schools would also have to list district-wide curriculum, including textbooks and required reading, updating the information once a year or whenever substantial changes have been made. Under the amendment, maintaining the information will be the school district's responsibility, not that of individual teachers. The language of the bill is similar to previous attempts at a parental bill of rights. Last session, a form of the bill was vetoed by Governor Kelly. The original form would have allowed parents to scrutinize classroom materials, speak at school board meetings, and contest the use of library books. Another bill heard this legislative session would allow parents to withdraw their children from class or programs they felt were problematic without affecting the students' academic records. That bill would allow parents to object to any educational materials or activities that they believe would harm the student or parents' beliefs, values, or principles. Critics have said both forms of the legislation would make teachers' jobs more stressful and promote distrust of school districts and public education. Kansas Tourism has announced there's a total of $400,000 available for the Attraction Development Grant Program, which is now open for applications. The Kansas Department of Commerce said the Attraction Development Grant will provide strategic economic assistance to public or private entities for not-for-profit groups that are developing new or enhancing tourism attractions in the state. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said the projects that they are looking for with these grants are those that will bring new visitors to Kansas. The Kansas Department of Commerce says the goals of attraction development grants include to spur economic growth, develop destination-based assets, increase visitation to Kansas, enhance visitor experience, and improve the quality of life in communities across the state. According to the Kansas Department of Commerce, grant dollars may fund up to 40% of the project, with the community or businesses funding the remaining 60%. Funding for Kansas tourism grants, including the Tourism Marketing Grant, is provided by the Economic Development Initiatives Fund that is derived from state lottery proceeds. For more information and to apply for the Attraction Development Grant, you can visit travelks.com/travel-industry, and the deadline for applications is Friday, March 31st. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks has offered financial assistance to parties carrying out projects focused on conserving and improving wildlife diversity in Kansas for nearly 43 years, and that tradition is carrying on in 2023. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Ecological Services staff are accepting proposals for the Chickadee Checkoff Small Grants Program through March 3, 2023. And eligible projects must focus on wildlife diversity and native non-game wildlife species while addressing the issues and strategies within the Kansas State Wildlife Action Plan. Darren Riedel, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Wildlife Diversity Coordinator, said since 1980 they've been able to fund a variety of educational, research-based, and habitat protections related to non-game species, thanks to donations received through Chickadee Checkoff. And by making small grants available from these donations, they're then able to utilize the talents and expertise of their conservation partners to be a true force for nature in Kansas. Interested parties have until March 3rd to submit a completed grant proposal. And for more information, including eligibility requirements, and to view a list of Ecological Services Priorities projects for 2023, you can download the Chickadee Checkoff Grant Guidance document at ksoutdoors.com, or you can visit chickadeecheckoff.com. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
One in every two U.S. adults has hypertension, also known as high blood pressure. Yet most people who have hypertension don't have it under control. Having hypertension puts you at a risk for heart disease and stroke, which are the leading causes of death in the U.S. February is American Heart Month, which brings awareness to the need to focus on your cardiovascular health. Talk with your healthcare provider and seek routine medical care to monitor your heart health and overall health. This message is brought to you by Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic, where our team is with you at any stage of life.
Authorities are investigating a fatal crash that occurred just after 3 a.m. on Saturday in Decatur County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a vehicle was southbound on Kansas 383, 7 miles northeast of the Kansas 123 junction at Dresden. The road curves to the left, and the vehicle traveled off the road to the right. The driver overcorrected and caused the vehicle to slide sideways into the east ditch. The vehicle then spun 180 degrees in the ditch, rolled one time, and came to rest on its wheels facing north. The driver was ejected when the vehicle rolled. The Kansas Highway Patrol has not released additional details, including the identity of the driver or what kind of car they drove. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack announced on Thursday that general sign-up for the Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP, will begin February 27th and will end on April 7th. Secretary Vilsack said the Conservation Reserve Program is one of the largest private lands conservation programs in the United States, offering a range of conservation options to farmers, ranchers, and landowners. He said CRP has and continues to be a great fit for farmers with less productive or marginal cropland, helping them reestablish valuable land cover to help improve water quality, prevent soil erosion, and support wildlife habitat. Vilsack said in a statement that they have made several updates to the program to increase producer interest and enrollment, strengthen the climate benefits of the program, and help ensure underserved producers can find a pathway to entry into CRP. The Farm Service Agency of USDA hopes to reach the 27 million acre cap for CRP in fiscal year 2023. And for more information, you can visit fsa.usda.gov. According to unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, February 13th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Ted White with the Norton County Solid Waste spoke with the commission on the top coat machine used at the landfill site. The motor that runs the top coat machine is no longer operational, and a new one will need to be ordered. And he said that there will also be other parts for the top coat machine that will need to be ordered to make it operational again. Ted spoke with the commission on rock that is needed for the leach pit, as several bids were received from area haulers for the rock and delivery. The county will need 400 ton of rock, which will be approximately 6 to 8 inches deep for the leachate pit. The commission discussed using county equipment and staff to haul the rock to save expense, and after discussion, a motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the bid from Roger Farm for $25 a ton and for the county to haul the product with a second from Commissioner Matchett. The motion passed 3-0. Ted then spoke with the commission about an inquiry from a vendor to purchase a concrete waste from the landfill. The interested firm is offering $2.50 a ton and will remove the concrete from the landfill site. The commission suggested visiting with the road department first to make sure they don't need the fill, and the commission agreed to sell the product if the fill concrete is not needed. Several mid-month vouchers were presented to the commission for approval, and upon review, the commission approved the vouchers as submitted. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to go into executive session for attorney-client privileged information and to include County Clerk Robert D. Wyatt and County Legal Counsel Forrest Rhodes. The motion was given a second by Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed. The commission returned to regular session, and a motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the prior discussed settlement with a second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the February 6, 2023 minutes with a second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed, and the meeting was then adjourned until February 20th. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Cowpoke Supply in Norton has everything you could need for any building, remodeling, painting, plumbing, or do-it-yourself project needs. Come in and see everything they have to offer, from farm and ranch supplies to saws and drills. Cowpoke has a great selection of paint, nuts and bolts, nails, screws, lumber, light fixtures, coolers, boots, tools, large and small, paint and painting supplies, and of course, smiling faces. Find what you're looking for at Cowpoke Supply on East Highway 36 in Norton.
Remember when you were younger with a vision of your future goals or dreams? Let the lending team at Solutions North Bank help make those goals and dreams a reality. Are you finally ready to expand your farming operation? Maybe you are ready to take the leap and open your own business. No matter what your end vision includes, SNB has the lending tools to help. Stop by and visit with a member of our lending team today. Solutions North Bank. Solutions built on service, stability, and security. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions, our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at boxed beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
Have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
We are raised royal in the High Plains. And when you want to hear the royals in the High Plains, you'll hear it on KQNK AM and FM.
You. things in life are free, like songs on the radio.
This is your hometown radio station, KQNK.
You think yourself.